This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
/27/18, translated into what would be contemporary English. It's Thursday, the 27th of September, on the radio, on television. You see, smile now, Jennifer. You're on candid camera. Can't do camera. I think it's maybe.
It probably, it's what is
probably
it?
Can't do camera. You remember candid camera?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is can't do camera.
Why? Well, we can do everything here.
Anything we can do, they can do better.
Boy, real positive way.
All right, let's get through it. Victoria is not here today because she is ill. So Jennifer is in her, well, not in her stead. She's here on her own. Kara Schillen is here. Doug Steffen is here. So let's get at it, Jen. Jen, what do we define the moment for us, please?
Well, today is the day. And the day that I'm talking about is the day that Judge Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Ford have their opportunity to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, this will be televised. And we now know that the Republican senators will use a lawyer in place of themselves to ask questions. Democrats will ask questions. Each senator will get 5 minutes to do that, and there will be an opening statement, I believe, by both the accuser and the accused. Now, it seems, I don't want to lighten it at all, but it does have a soap opera feel to it, and that's because there are constantly moving parts. First of all, overnight, there were two men who came forward and said that this might have been a case of mistaken identity. They're willing to say that maybe Christine Ford would have confused Judge Brett Kavanaugh with them. That's pretty big news. Again, this is a story that just kind of happened, I think, while all of us were sleeping. So still looking for details as to who these people might be and what exactly their claim is. There's also another person who has surfaced overnight, and that is the ex-boyfriend of Deborah Ramirez. Julie Swetnick. We have to keep them all straight. So just so we can. Dr. Christine Ford is the one who's testifying today. Deborah Ramirez is the one whose claim came out in The New Yorker that happened on Sunday. We've been talking about her since Monday. Julie Swetnick is the woman who accused Brett Kavanaugh of attending house parties where women, including herself, were sexually assaulted. And she had a restraining order, apparently, filed against her by a boyfriend of hers in Miami. So now this restraining order has come out overnight from this boyfriend against Julie Swetnick, who's the third person who accused Brett Kavanaugh via Michael Avenatti, who is the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, who is now her lawyer. This one is a strange one.
What a circus.
It is. It really, trying to keep it as serious as possible, it's absolutely a soap opera. Michael Avenatti, who is a lawyer for Stormy Daniels, came out with this claim of Julie Swetnick's yesterday, and in it said that she was raped. She wasn't raped by Brett Kavanaugh, but she was raped, and it was at a party where he was. Well, she doesn't know if he was there, but friends told her that he was there. But she used to go to these parties all the time where men would just stand in the hallway in line to have their turn with women who were passed out. Really bizarre, really grotesque, really strange claims coming out of all of this.
So the president says if it had been up to him, he would have pushed this through without the hearing. But it isn't up to him. It's just interesting to see every once in a while whatever his thoughts are. So
he gave an hour and two, like 15 at least, an hour, 20-minute press conference from the UN on Tuesday. And, of course, he was asked a lot about this. And he had said, he went back and forth a bit. At first, he was strongly in the corner of Brett Kavanaugh. Then he said, if I hear something that seems suspect tomorrow, we want to give the chance to Christine Ford to testify. We can always pull him back if there's something that's bad that is revealed. But Trump seems to think that this is, he called it several times, a con job by the opposition in the Senate.
A con job. We
called
agree.
It a lot.
Yeah.
I think something happened to Dr. Ford. I don't know that it was Brett Kavanaugh that did it to her. These other two things that have come out this week, Julie Swetnick and Deborah Ramirez, very flimsy. I don't know. I have a hard time believing those. So maybe.
So
he's partly right.
If Kavanaugh doesn't get confirmed, what does he do? Just go back to the job that he's had? Is that the essence?
Can he at this point? He's had people saying a lot of really bad things about him.
Yeah, that's my question. If he doesn't get the job, and so if he doesn't go back to his old job and he doesn't get confirmed, maybe he can become a K Street lawyer or some kind of lobbyist or something along those lines. He doesn't. His future is in doubt in terms of his public persona, but in terms of private, there are a lot of people that are in the private sector practicing law, specific kinds of law that have a much seedier background than he under the circumstances, if in fact he has a seedy background at all. There's something to this. There's some kind of the old smoke and fire thing, but is it enough? It's, in my mind, enough to keep him from, sadly, he's been tainted by the process, and he's been tainted because there are, unfortunately, I don't like to make this simplistic, but the good guys and bad guys. And the good guys, if in fact he's one of them.
Who are the good guys in this?
The good guys in this are the people who, with the malice toward none, suggest that he might make a good Supreme Court justice.
I think this whole process is so, it's just so disturbing.
It's ridiculous.
And it's so scary because, okay, let's take out whether or not we think Christine Ford did it or not. I'm sorry, that she's right or not.
That
or that he
took
did it.
Place.
Right, or that he did it or not, or that these other women have claims against him or not. Let's just take all of that out. What you have is that started. And I put this in air quotes. It started all of this. This chain of events happened a couple of weeks ago. And that is Dianne Feinstein was handed a letter during the summer that she chose to hold on to. The writer of the letter asked her not to release it. She wanted to stay anonymous. Dianne Feinstein went on her own when this could have the worst possible impact on her political opponents and released this letter. And the name had to be attached to it. Now that name, Christine Ford, we know, is getting death threats. She's had to move out of her house. This was so bungled and mishandled, and it was done on purpose because they wanted to hold on to something to have that one last grenade to throw in at a process because they were unhappy with this Supreme Court nominee, not because of who he is, but because for who they think he is or what he stands for. And I think that makes people who want to run for office or who want to strive for a higher office.
In public
why would
service.
You put yourself through this? The thing is, we'll find out today. We'll all make up our mind if we watch his testimony, whether or not he's capable of doing this or not. So I don't want to give him, but he deserves a presumption of innocence. He hasn't had a chance to defend himself. So there you go. I just don't understand. It seems like it's just a messy time.
I understand perfectly. I understand perfectly. The country is fakakta. The leadership doesn't have any starch. We don't have good objective thinking. Everything is, instead of being the wide lens, it's the narrow lens. Blinders on in every circumstance. And it's just there's a demise going on here. And we better pull ourselves out of it because it doesn't get any better. The worse, the more people we have and the more of this kind of stuff that goes on, it just weakens further our position. It doesn't make us stronger. Doesn't make us stronger in any scenario. Here's something that does make you stronger, however. If you have heartburn, you've got acid indigestion, you've got acid reflux, you've got all kinds of things wrong with your intestine, and you know it, then having a cup of Life Change Tea will do just that. Put you on the road to recovery and changing your life. That's why they call it Life Change Tea. The folks who have come up with this formula have put together a lot of really good American teas, all natural, all organic, and they send it to you from their offices in America. And they have a lot of people who are coming on board. I've become a convert. I think we've all had good moments with Life Change Tea that wants to make you regular. If you're irregular, you got all kinds of things floating around in your system, like aluminum and barium and bacteria, viruses, molds, there are all kinds of things that you get from eating bad food, being exposed to things that are in the air. So Life Change Tea being the proprietary herbal formula that it is, gently cleanses your body of all those toxins and all the parasites and the bacteria. So if you're eating badly, or maybe you have and you want to get out and get away from your evil ways, here's a way to start the cleansing. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is the website. Only way you can get this. You can't call a phone number. Can't get it in the stores. You go to GetTheTea.com and order Life Change Tea, and then look around, because you can use the discount code DJV for all of the things that are there. There's other teas and other supplements, that sort of thing that they have. A lot more energy. I drink it. I like it. And I do feel like it's doing a good job keeping me clean, clear through, and deodorized too. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you will end up being very happy you listened to me and did what I suggested. Thank you very much.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 per generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJV program. So, Jen, what's the story with this California group that has proposed to scrap the high-speed rail project that was going to cost $77 billion, gas tax increase? Let's have more taxes in California. Yay!
This is actually a plan I'm behind. So yeah. Proposition 6 is on the ballot in November. That would repeal the gas tax that no one voted for, but everybody's paying for, about a year ago from Jerry Brown. The people who are supporting this have said...
Who are the people supporting it?
Me, Carl DeMaio.
No, I meant who's supporting the rail? Trails.
Oh, no. I don't know who's supporting the rail other than Jerry Brown. He loved trains as a kid. And so this is the ultimate train that he's building in his backyard. But they want to end the production of the high-speed rail, which is not going to be, it's not working. It's taking too long. It's costing too much money. Using those taxpayer dollars to fix the roads, and then you can eliminate the gas tax. I think it's pretty smart.
Yeah. So this will be a ballot question in November.
Prop 6 is on the ballot in November, yes. Repeal the gas tax? But some are saying, look, if you want more money for roads, just take down that high-speed rail. Let's do it.
Mm. So what do you think? Passes, yes? No? What's the sense?
Prop 6 has a good chance of passing. The gas tax has been extremely unpopular, but it's California, so who knows?
I'd like to send a message to stick it to Jerry Brown. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Ever wonder? wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And change after the hour here in the DJB program. Jen Jen and Kara and I have some music to the, music news department here is full today. And there's something to tell you about Elton John that I'm not sure many people didn't think this was going to happen once he thought, is this really going to be my last tour? And maybe we'll make it longer. So Elton John is not actually saying goodbye as quickly. He's not. I don't think he's saying goodbye anyway. He just doesn't want to tour anymore. There are a lot of people that are saying that.
Thank you, by the road.
He sold out his farewell tour that was announced, so they added 25 more dates. It's supposed to kick off. It did kick off on the 8th of this month in Pennsylvania. Most of the shows are all sold out. The show features some of Elton's most impressive, beloved performances. Benny and the Jets, Rocket Man, Tiny Dancer, Philadelphia Freedom. And then the audience gets a glimpse into his personal, the meaning behind many of his hits. There are photos, videos displayed through the show to sort of commemorate the 50 years that he's been entertaining and performing. All of these new dates are next year. Tickets for the newly added venues will go on sale beginning the 5th of October at 10 a.m. local time. If you're an American Express card member, you can purchase tickets earlier than that, starting actually at 10 a.m. Today. Is that next week? Is the 4th or is it today, Kara? Do we know? Today's Thursday. Anyway.
I think it's next week on the 5th.
Yeah. Okay. So the newly added visits, Salt Lake City will have a visit. He'll have a couple of nights in Las Vegas, a couple of nights in Tacoma, a couple of nights in Vancouver, a couple of nights in Edmonton, Saskatoon, a couple of nights in Winnipeg. Seem to be doubling up on many of these nights. Indianapolis one night, Nashville one night, Memphis one night, Charlotte one night, Philadelphia two nights, Cleveland one night, Pittsburgh one night, Boston one night, Long Island is the end of the road at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum. So you'll be able to hear Benny and the Jets, Rocket Man, Tiny Dancer, Philadelphia Freedom, and there's so many more. He's got tons of hits and a very colorful performer. Is there anybody in the world that doesn't know who Elton John? He's one of those universal figures, isn't he? Pretty much everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
You'd have to look pretty hard, I think, to find someone who doesn't.
Doesn't know him. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Deepest darkest Africa, maybe. Somebody down there doesn't know who he is. Let's also follow up on what's going on with the Eagles, because you may remember last month the Eagles' greatest hits album from 76 certified 38 times platinum. Imagine that, 38 times platinum. 38 times platinum. The project went past Thriller as the best-selling album of all time. But the fans looking to discover the band beyond the 10 tracks of their greatest hits from the 70s, a newly announced pair of career-spanning albums is going to be available. Ah, a little more cash for the boys here. The Eagles announced two new legacy box sets. First is a 12-CD set that includes all seven of their studio albums, from 72's self-titled debut to their most recent two-disc project, Long Road Out of Eden. But it has three live albums, too, collection of singles, B-sides, that kind of stuff. Also includes their Hell Freezes Over and Farewell Melbourne concert videos on DVD and Blu-ray. It's going to be kind of an expensive deal, right? Look at this. $179 for the vinyl set, everything all together, $349.98. Who's going to spend that kind of dough? You got to be a hard.
No one I know is getting that Christmas present.
I know.
A little too much.
Come on, Jared.
They've. Oh, you know, that's too much. That's just a grab.
It's a lot of ego, is what that.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
I guess somebody will pay it.
Yeah, not me, not you, not us. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Accept, don't change your partner. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more you try to change your partner, the more disappointed you'll be. People, after all, do not change each other. Instead, we merely change ourselves. So many couples fight because one partner wants the other partner to be different. But again, we don't change others. We only have the capacity to influence them. Instead of trying to change your partner, consider spending more energy accepting him or her. The more you can accept your partner for who he or she truly is, the more likely you'll be able to truly love that person, not just the idea of him or her. Your partner is amazing, just like you are. Focus your energy on learning about and listening to your partner rather than making him or her into some fictitious character. No, your partner is not a creation of your mind. He or she is immensely better than anything you can create, so get to accepting instead of changing. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep, no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better, until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. Buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In what many are calling must-see TV, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and one of his accusers will be testifying today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford will testify separately about Ford's allegations that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers in the early 1980s. Kavanaugh strongly denying Ford's and other women's allegations against him. President Trump was going to be meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today, possibly to fire him, but now it looks like that meeting won't happen. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he'd support the firing of Rosenstein.
Do we really want in this country the guy who is, in effect, running the Justice Department, talking about recording the Commander-in-Chief's conversations? Even if it's done in jest, it shouldn't be done in jest. It shouldn't be done at all.
This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With a new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware. CDW. People who get it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Thursday morning. It's the last Thursday of September, the 27th of the month. I'm Doug Steffen. No Victoria today, but Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schiller at the controls in our studio in Washington. The president, Jennifer, has accused China of interfering.
No, Dougie. China. Jaina.
Jaina?
You're getting it wrong. Jaina.
Jaina.
President, like a G instead of a ch. Jaina. Jaina.
Jaina.
Please get it right.
China attempting to interfere with our midterm elections this year.
Yeah.
So, what do we do about that?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. The reason behind the space...
What, that he said it or that they're doing it?
Both. Uh-huh. I think everybody meddles in everybody else's election. We act like this kind of stuff doesn't happen. Breaking news. We do it to other people, too. Uh-huh. So it's not like this sort of idea of Russian collusion and meddling is something that's brand new with Trump. No, this has been going on forever, and it happens from multiple governments. And the Chinese, he's saying, have a lot to gain because he's being tough on trade with them. we're almost, if we're not
so
in a trade war.
He's suggesting they're supporting Democrats that want to scuttle
that would
his...
go back to the status quo, right? And whether that's true or not, or whether he's being a nut because of it, there is nothing wrong with trying to figure out a way to protect our election and our voter integrity in this country.
So how do we do that
every single time?
What are we doing?
Certainly it's not putting it up on an online platform to allow people to hack it.
Mm-hmm. He thinks, or says, as he gives examples of what China is doing, they have targeted free speech on college campuses, spending a lot of money on propaganda, hurting farmers and workers in states that voted for Trump. Really? How have they hurt? I would be interested in more details on how they hurt farmers in these states that voted for Trump.
That's what he spent a lot of time. I was actually going to ask you that because he spent a good moment of his press conference talking about that.
Well, the trade situation, for Jennifer's suggesting that I have some expertise here, which I do because I am an American family farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have a radio presence on a show called The American Family Farmer, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, focusing on what's going on. And my the boogeyman for me is the government and whether that's influenced by China. China is doing the same thing with food as it is with other products, selling it very cheaply into our country. And they have to have somebody that works with them in order to do that, unless they just come and buy up the sausage production. The pork packing company that they bought last, was it last year or the year before? They were allowed to do that by the federal government. Nobody stopped them from doing it. I think, I'm trying to remember, it begins with an S. It's a big pork producing company, but they're not having as much luck because people now are finding out that they are the Chinese owned, and so people are stopping the focus. Good day for, what's his face? The singer who's got sausage and a bunch of others.
Dean.
Jimmy Dean, thank you. Yes.
I was like, Jimmy Johnson? No, that's a score.
But the Chinese have sent over milk to the West Coast, and that was stopped because we found melamine in the milk. But they keep sending stuff over. They don't do well. Their agricultural system is bad, and they've been buying a lot of stuff from us. But how they influence farm workers is there's a lot of stuff going on internationally in the name of power and control. That's just the way it is. That 'twas ever thus. Some people want power and control over other people. Thus they run for president. Thus they run big companies. Thus they try to this feeling we're going to take over the world. And the Chinese leaders are smart. They're not as visible as Pukin Putin, for example. Pukin Putin is the poster boy for the baddies. But can you tell me who the guy that's running China is?
President Xi.
Oh, okay. You know that. But you think the average person, if you were to go through the halls of your day job and ask everybody, okay, folks, we want to know what the name is of the president of China. Who's going to know beside you?
I don't know.
But everybody will know. Well, they should, but they don't.
And he's talked about enough, and it's a fun name to say, because it's X-I, Xi Jinping.
G-G-G. Cha-ching, it should be, his name should be Cha-ching.
Right.
His new name should be Cha-ching. Anyway.
Cha-ching Jinping?
Cha-ching Jinping.
I don't know if that's right.
Cha-ching Bing Ting.
No wonder we're in a trade war. We'll be in a real war if you keep going.
So Trump said that there was plenty of evidence, he didn't give any, but there... probably all, as you said, I'm guessing the Chileans are not messing around with our election too much, or the Brazilians or anybody outside of these big, powerful countries.
When it comes to hacking, when it comes to anything like that, those types of threats, cyber attacks, you always have to look at Russia. You always have to look at China. It's not, one's not exclusive to the other. And in some cases, they can be in tandem. So,
Yeah. Working together. Yeah, I don't hear too much about the Russians and the Chinese working together. Those commie bums. Right? Today, we celebrate National Crush Day. It's also referred to as Crush a Can Day. Every September 27th highlights the importance of recycling. Reminder that recycling reduces carbon emissions, saves money, cuts down on waste, etc., etc., etc. I think this all started back in the 1970s with Earth Day, because we talk every Earth Day about the importance of recycling, protecting our environment. Fast forward to 1981, on this date it became a law, Woodbury, New Jersey was the first municipality to mandate recycling. And then you move to the 90s, 63% of aluminum cans in the U.S. put out for recycling. 80% of them get recycled in California, Jennifer. Why more? Isn't it pay more? How come more cans are recycled in California than the national average?
Because we have so many globally conscious people living here.
Ah, okay, that's right, yes.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I'm not there enough. I'm only there 3 or 4 months a year. Okay, let's see. If we move to the year 2007 on this date, the phones became mandatory in some states, 5 states to be specific, mandating recycling old electronics, old cell phones, old computers, old stuff like that, have mercury in them, pretty dangerous stuff for the environment. So, there you go. It has spread from National Crush Day just for cans to include all kinds of things to be recycled. And there are, if you want to go through just the aluminum, 4 reasons, 4 things to keep in mind as you recycle today.
Okay.
We, as Americans, throw away $1 billion worth of aluminum cans every year. Maybe we should stop aluminum cans and plastic from being used. What could we use in place of aluminum and plastic? Something to think about. It is something to think about. Something that's biodegradable. Digestible by Mother Earth.
I think we should just all live in a paper box, and you can infuse some soda in there sometimes. And
maybe that's it.
We'll just styrofoam. All stay in our little
can't
box.
Can't get rid of styrofoam either. Recycling one aluminum can provides enough energy to listen to a full album of music on an iPod. Really? Who came up with that equation? Hmm. Another reason to recycle, 75% of all aluminum ever produced in the U.S. is still in use. That's a good thing. Don't use aluminum foil, though, to cook with, because the stuff comes apart and you're eating it. Back to World War II, aluminum in such high demand that people could exchange balls of used aluminum foil for movie theater tickets. Okay, I'm going to see a movie tonight. Hey, Mary, wrap up the aluminum foil. Let's take and give it to the person at the counter. All right, aluminum. How come there is no coin made from aluminum, I would wonder?
It would bend, wouldn't it?
A coin? Well, you can bend a dime if you work at it. Bend
come
a quarter.
On.
Yeah, you can. I can put in a vise and move it. Make it. Sure, bring it.
It would take you a while, though. With aluminum, cans crunk in and out all the time.
Yeah. You'd have to work at it a little bit. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that today you have your crush. You have a crush on anybody? That's another. It's an interesting word.
I was going to say, crush day means.
Crush day. Yeah.
Something a whole different thing than can.
Jeff know that you got a crush on him?
I think he might.
Got the idea. All right. Got to work on getting somebody for Karen to have a crush on. And me, as far as that's concerned.
I was going to say.
Right.
Let's worry about ourselves first.
As long as we're celebrating things, this is Life Insurance Awareness Month. If you didn't know that, September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. While financial wellness is very important to most of us, many of us don't know that life insurance is a great way to help achieve your financial wellness. In fact, there's a new study that shows that life insurance may also be more affordable than most people think it is. Let's listen to our pal Andy Solomon with the details.
September is Life Insurance Awareness Month, and Prudential Financial wants to bring attention to the importance of insuring yourself and your family. Celine Hitchcock-Gear, President of Individual Life Insurance and Prudential Advisors, shares more.
Life insurance is a key element of a solid financial plan, yet we know that many Americans don't have the coverage they need. In fact, the number one barrier to purchasing life insurance is the misconception that it's too expensive, with many overestimating the actual cost by as much as 3 times. It's definitely worthwhile to learn more about your options.
Most consumers also don't know what to buy or how much they need. With life insurance, you can plan for important financial goals for your loved ones, like helping raise children, pay for college, protect retirement income, and much more.
If you don't have life insurance, you should consider talking to a financial professional to learn more about how the appropriate coverage can benefit you and your loved ones. If you already have coverage, then it's a great time to review your policy.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to television. The folks at CBS have found another replacement for Les Moonves. It announced the member of the board, Richard Parsons, is now going to be the interim.
More Moonves,
yeah.
No?
More Moonves, yeah.
Not less.
All right.
We need
Parsons
more.
Was chairman of Time Warner and Citigroup, so he's got the boardroom experience. Oh, that's, I don't know. Does anybody care about that? I don't care. Somebody runs CBS. I still watched all the CBS shows last night. All right, Jennifer, what did you see? Anything good last night on TV?
I didn't. You know, I actually had the opportunity to have a little din-din with my mom and dad, and I took that opportunity, darn it. And we had
nice.
The only thing we watched was the Dodger game, which obviously we shouldn't have all watched together because the Dodgers lost, and now they're out of first place. So,
bye-bye.
Go team.
See
all right,
later.
But tonight.
The Red Sox are in first place, by the way. Okay, what do we have tonight on television?
Ask the Yankees what they think about the Red Sox.
They suck. The Yankees
all right.
suck.
Okay, CBS tonight.
That's
all
our sports
new.
Report.
It's premiere
too.
Week. Yes, that's how we had to tell you. The Yankees suck. Back to you in the studio. All right,
right,
CBS. The Big Bang Theory tonight, brand new. It's back at 8 o'clock, followed by Young Sheldon. The premiere of Mom is back at 9 o'clock. Love that show. Allison Janney and Anna Kendrick, they're really, really good. It's a great show. Check it out. I think it's, gosh, what season of Mom are we in now? I think it is season number 6. Murphy Brown comes back to television tonight on CBS. This one's getting a lot of buzz, a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Candace Bergen is back and returns to the airwaves of a cable network morning news show. You can imagine all of what that will be
she
like.
She was a television anchor, wasn't she before?
Uh-huh.
What was she doing
yeah.
the last? Yeah, right.
So now she'll come out of retirement to do this cable news show. Murphy yeah. Brown is new tonight and back at 9:30, followed by CBS's season 2 premiere of the show SWAT, which did pretty well last season. On ABC, you're going to have a 2-hour, count them 1 2-hour episode, season premiere of Grey's Anatomy. This is going to be season number... Oh, gosh. 15,000
or something
15
like that.
15 for Grey's Anatomy. Good for them. Hey, they're still riding it out. And then How to Get Away with Murder is back for Season 3, their premiere at 10 p.m. on ABC. Show that I like a lot. I know Victoria does care. I don't remember if you do. The Good Place is back tonight. And this is going to have all of the people who are up in The Good Place going back to Earth to relive their lives to try to get a place in the real Good Place. It sounds confusing, but it's a cute show. 8 o'clock on NBC, followed
by The Good
Wife.
And the Good Fight
Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Oh, that's
nine.
Too violent.
And then
yes,
football on Fox tonight.
Really? Another football night. Amazing. Isn't that how
Thursday.
That works? 10 before the hour on the DJV program. Your ticket to info.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
53 after the hour. Some people start their day by trying to figure out what's going on in the world of technology. So here we have that information. Victoria Keelan out ill today, so the Dougster will take over providing you with information. Now, I know you think I have credibility in this sector, so let's see if I can deliver on that. The first item has to do with the FCC and their proposition to fine robocallers big time. Robocalls are a pain in the you-know-what, and they've grown worse since callers figured out how to fake consumers' phone numbers, making the call appear from someplace near you. I've had this trouble all the time. I bet many of you have the same problem. And so to this point, nobody's had much luck stopping them, but now the FCC is close to issuing a fine against anybody who uses this tactic. They announced they're proposing a $37 million fine against a company based in Arizona that made 2.5 million telemarketing calls under false phone numbers. I hope that maybe is the one that's calling me. One woman whose phone number was used said that she ended up getting 5 calls per day on her cell phone from people complaining about being spammed. That's an interesting reality. I never even thought about that. I thought they had legitimate numbers, and they don't. Some calls are said to have come from an unassigned number, numbers from burner phones, which would also violate caller ID laws because the actual caller's name and number were hidden. So, under the circumstances at the moment anyway, excuse me, the fine remains a proposal. The accused company will have a chance to fight or to settle. Calls were said to be made by a company named Affordable Enterprises as a way to sell home remodeling services. Give me a break. In addition to proposing the fine against this company, the FCC is also finalizing another robocalling fine, this one against a specific telemarketer who's selling health insurance. Commission fining them $82 million for making 21 million calls. I wonder how this would... I couldn't figure... They so anger most of the people. How the hell do you sell to somebody that's that angry? They must have some system, man. People are silly enough to answer those calls and actually do what they ask you to do. What's the matter with you? You don't answer those calls. You don't do what they're asking you to do. If I do, some days I get so annoyed because I get four or five calls in a row, bing, 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 from different numbers. I pick it up and give them the old American salute.
Well, yeah, as you should. I've had to tell my mom because she's so polite. You know, someone will call, and it obviously sounds like a recording or a telemarketer or something.
Yeah,
she'll
it takes
kind
them
of
a minute to
with
come
the conversation,
to the phone,
and
yeah.
I'm like, no, mom, just hang up on them. These people don't deserve your time, and all they want to do is sell you something. So
right.
There's no point in talking
or
to them.
Or tell them to get you know
well,
what.
Yeah,
get
that's
blanked.
What I would do.
As it were, me too. All right, here's the story of the new Apple Watch. Has upgrades that could help save your life.
The Geek Out. Apple has made a series of major upgrades to the Apple Watch, the most obvious being is the bigger screen sizes, but the most amazing feature is the device's ability to take a real electrocardiogram of the wearer's heart. Apple has even gotten the endorsement of the American Heart Association and received FDA clearance. The test can detect if atrial fibrillation is present, and that would be a bad thing, and then the results can instantly be shared with that person's doctor. The watch improves on its heart rate monitoring and has a new feature detecting hard falls and auto-notifying an emergency contact or calling 911. The new Apple Watch Series 4 is on sale now and starts at $400. Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, here's something else from the technology sector. Uber agreeing to pay a $148 million settlement to people in all of our 50 states. The data breach scandal from 2016, largest nationwide settlement, exposing names, email addresses, phone numbers. Imagine a company that has 60 million users. And the way this company has grown, pretty amazing. This situation exposed the driver's license information, about 600,000 people who drive for Uber. Uber's response to the hack was criticized. The company chose not to disclose the breach until over a year after it happened, and it even paid the hackers $100,000 ransom to delete the files. Nobody knows whether they did or they didn't, though, at this point. Settlement follows a 10-month investigation into this scandal. Uber will also be required to increase its security, one of which includes reporting any security issues to states for the next couple of years. So Uber, it's amazing how much money these people make. It really is amazing. Just a software company. They have no hardware, just software. It's 59 past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.